The idea of getting together in a room to write for 2 hours with your students, with your colleagues, with whoever wants to join, is something that is called in other communities, shut up and write. Right? And I think if you are meeting in, say, a local coffee shop or a place where there is conversation going on around you, I think that's a valuable title, shut up and write. So you're getting people from all over. And all you have to do is show up with your writing material, sit at the table and go at it and not talk. And then you have a break where people can talk for 10 minutes, get coffee, whatever, come back, write for another hour. But where I was doing it in the university, I thought it was unfair to say to students, shut up and write. So I think we just called it a write-in, right? Or Thursday night, Thursday afternoon writing or whatever. But it was really a great thing. And we haven't been doing it online because that's a little harder to get that idea of being in the same room. But sometimes people ask, you know, how can I make myself sit down and do this? And I say, there's nothing like making a writing date with someone. And, you know, and it doesn't have to be a group. Two people can do it. Agree to meet at a particular coffee shop, and neither of you can get a refill until you've written for an hour. And there's a kind of synergy that happens when everyone in the room is writing. It's like I can see like the thoughts flying around the room and people sort of kind of getting energy from the fact that other people are thinking and writing. Even if you come with nothing in your head and you just sit down, something is going to show up in 3 minutes, in 5 minutes, in 10 minutes, simply because you're bored sitting there and you're going to start to write something. And then you're going to start to write the thing you really want to write. And before you know it, you know, you're a couple thousand words in.